محمد وآل محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيع ذنوبنا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم محمد وأهل بيته الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
السلام عليكم أيها الإخوة الكرام، أيتها الأخوات الكريمات، مولانا العزيز سماحة العلامة حجة الإسلام والمسلمين العلامة المجاهد السيد إيليا حفظه الله. It's actually my honor to be here among you brothers and sisters of Islam in the service of celebrating the great day of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, which is the great day of the starting of the Noor. And if we want to speak about when that Noor actually was starting, it's long time before the creation of Adam himself alayhi salam. So there is this ayah that inshallah we are going to start our subject. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yaqul, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. صدق الله العلي العظيم. اللهم صل على
محمد.
ما شاء الله. The valuable question and quiz that was given by Mawlana Samahat Sayyid took the heart of my subject of today, and the great talents that we have seen from the children and from those young Muslims and from the sisters and the brothers took many things from the way of my speech. But what I have to do, I thought that the heart of the speech was taken, but I believe that alhamdulillah what was left is the liver and the brain and a lot of tools that we can actually sail in the deep ocean of the shining life of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam that has no end. This is our strong belief that our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam did not die actually, even if we believe that he died physically, but spiritually still alive and still going and growing to the last day of this life. There is this poem in Arabic language that says, وَيَمُوتُ الرَّسُولُ جِسْمًا وَلَكِنْ بِالرِّسَالَاتِ لَنْ يَمُوتَ الرَّسُولُ. Our Rasul in his physical shape actually would die, and all the divine leaders die in their physical shape, but with their principles and with their teaching, with their guidance, actually they are not going to die, and they are going to remain alive. Something that we have to mention about the Rasul, that Mawlana Samahat al-Sayyid explained it, that the difference between the Rasul and the Nabi, that the Rasul has more like a wide scale and formal position than a Nabi. Sometimes a Nabi or a Prophet could be selected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of his qualifications, of his great level or high level of Iman and infallibility, and that Nabi is a Nabi for his house members or for his town, is so limited in his kind of formality. But for the Rasul is so formal and he is so in control, as Mawlana Samahat al-Sayyid was mentioned about the 313. This is a good number, 313, that they are Rasul. They are Rasuls, and 124,000 include these Rasuls. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected the prophets and the messengers. It's a good number, those who were in the time of Badr, those who supported the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the first battlefield was taking place, and that at that battlefield the Islamic army was victorious by the great presence of the right hand of Muhammad Ali alayhi salam. The number, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. The number is 313 of the Muslims that participated in the battlefield of Badr. And this is the same number actually that is going to reappear in the time of the reappearance of our great Imam Al-Mahdi ajallahu ta'ala farajahu al-sharif. This one would tell me that alhamdulillah, subhanallah, that Ahlul Bayt salamullah alayhim la yuqasu bihim ahad, they are not equal. No way, there is no way that you can tell that this one or that one is equal or similar to one of those divine leaders from the infallibles, Ahlul Bayt salamullah alayhim. As this life, the life that we are living before our creation and after that, this life started with Muhammad and is going to end with Muhammad. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. This is one of the titles of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he is a rahmah. He is a rahmah. Something that those people who were living in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they had rejected and they had denied and they had fought actually against the prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. They were wanting to see that there is, that if someone could be from among themselves, they thought that one who is so rich is qualified to be a prophet, or someone who is so strong in the society, he could be qualified to be a prophet, not a poor man like the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the same prophet who was poor and then he became rich because of the great support of Khadija alayha salam, and all this money of Khadija and the wealth and this great financial support was spent for al-Islam. But the people of Mecca, they were wanting if someone who is so rich and so like high prestige in Mecca to be selected. There is this ayah called, said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَقَالُوا لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَى رَجُلٍ مِنَ الْقَرْيَتَيْنِ عَظِيمٍ. Why this Quran was not revealed to someone who is having that high prestige and so rich and something like that in material meaning, in a material way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yaqul, as an answer to this one, the same ayah continued by this one, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ahum yaqsimuna rahmata rabbik. Ahum yaqsimuna rahmata rabbik. Do they know what is the rahmatullah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do they know what the things actually that can benefit people and what the things actually can hurt people? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was called by this ayah as a rahmah. Allah Azza wa Jal a'lamu haythu yaj'alu risalata. At all times, people are not recommended to select a divine leader, to select a divine or some divine leaders. The divine leaders always, or the divine post, is appointed only and assigned only by a divine order. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ya Dawood, inna ja'alnaka khalifatan fil ard. Ya Dawood, Prophet, he's a divine leader. We have made you. We made you a khalifa on this earth. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa qala rabbuka lil malaikati inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa. I am the one that can appoint a khalifa. I'm making a khalifa on this earth to the malaika. The malaika said, because they knew it as they learned something about the situation or the problems of men or the human being. As they are going to be descended from Adam, they think that these people are so corrupted and so confused. They make a lot of crimes. They said, "تجعل فيها من يفسد فيها ويسفك الدماء." They said this argument that what's going to be happen, that those who are going to be descended from this man from Adam are going to kill each other, are going to invade each other, are going to rob each other, are going to do crimes and to shed blood. قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. But the idea here, the conclusion in here, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had selected Adam and عَلَّمَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا, and taught Adam all the names, all the names, some certain names were taught for Adam alayhi salam. ثُمَّ عَرَضَهُمْ عَلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ. I came to tell al-malaika, ya Adam, come on, tell this malaika, what do you know? Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, arad hadhihi al-asma' al-malaika. They don't know who are exactly the names that were taught to Adam alayhi salam. فَلَمَّا Adam أَنْبَأَهُمْ. After that, Adam came to inform the malaika about those names. That subhanallah, why I say I started this ayah? Because وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Because of this meaning, the malaika, so innocent, so innocent. They commit no crime at all, but they don't actually like the criminals and those who shed blood. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's answer to them, that from Adam are some certain people, in particular, some certain people, some special order creatures. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to bring to this life. And those people are so special, are so clean, are so innocent, are so infallible, and they are Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. With these names, Jibreel told Adam alayhi salam, if you want the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to start your dua like this. You see how we start our dua always. When we want to make dua, it's always recommended and required to start your dua by as-salat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad, and to finish it bis-salat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take it from you. We believe that Ahlul Bayt salamullahi alayhim ajma'een, Muhammad wa al-Muhammad, are the key toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or you could call it as they are number zero, the operator toward our good places in heaven, inshallah. So Adam alayhi salam was doing this dua in this way. Allahumma bihaqqi Muhammadin wa Aliyin wa Fatima wa al-Hasan wa al-Husayn illa ma ghafarta li fa ghafar Allahu. This, the presence of this, the presence of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad, is the main mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that made it available for the continuation of this life and for the stability of this universe. And right now, if you want to go more deep in this meaning, we believe that annahu lawla wujud al-hujjah lasakhat. Without the presence of our Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, this earth would shake. And the organization of the universe would shake. Sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. So wa ma arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alamin. Lil alamin, all people, all mankind. You want to go beyond the time. Quran came is talking about the mission of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who was as a mercy for mankind, not only for the people of Mecca. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was forced to leave Mecca. And we learn a little bit about this history today from this beautiful and valuable quiz that was given by Mawlana Samahat al-Sayyid. And continued his trip, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, his jihad and juhud to Al-Ta'if. And from there coming back to Al-Madinah. But do we think that the formal and the seal of the Prophets Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was selected by Allah azza wa jal just to be living in this limited area and limited location of Mecca and Al-Madina, and at that limited time, that 14 centuries ago? No, it's not like this. Allah azza wa jal yaqul lil alamin, to all mankind, at all time and at all locations. Can you believe it? Allah, subhanallah, this time how was folded. When we came here to Seattle from Tampa to Chicago, and from Chicago to here, and to see that the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is so shining. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa Muhammad. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Also, in this case, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, when you go to Al-Quran Al-Kareem, it says like this, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَمَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ. What the things actually that could make our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam different than the other Prophets and the Messengers? Actually, there are a lot of characters, a lot of titles, a lot of great positions that unify unify all the prophets and the messengers, bring them like in one basket, and bring them like in one level. There is this one, that all the prophets and the messengers, those especially those who has like a formal divine post, were selected. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected them from the same community and from the same society, that they were raised among that among, and that they were living among that society. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم رسولا منهم. Allah Azza wa Jal selected our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the same people of Mecca. Someone that they know. Someone that they are full aware. They have full awareness about his shining history. They know he is the truthful. They know he is the trustworthy. They trust him for anything. But when it came to the claim that he is the formal prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or formal messenger, actually the formality of the prophethood of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was given to him قبل أن يولد آدم, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said كنت نبيا وآدم بين الطين والماء. I was a prophet and Adam was between the water and the turab. I was a prophet. The selection of the prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was long time ago. But the formality of the message of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually took place after the time of Isa alayhi salam, and in the time when he was about 40 years old. Some people somehow they think that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before that he was nothing mentioned, like he was not a prophet at all. He was prophet by his birth and even before his birth. This one goes to the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to the plan of Allah azza wa jal. So ma kana Muhammadun aba ahadun min rijalikum. If you go to Al-Quran Al-Kareem, you see how the Quran presents or called upon the Anbiya and the prophets and even the messengers. The messengers, they have higher level. Speak to them, to them. When speaking about Musa, Ya Musa, oh Musa, calling by his name. Ya Musa, inni ana Allah, Ya Musa, I am your Lord, I am Allah. So talking to him, Ya Musa, Ya Nuh, Ya Harun. So, Ya Isa, Ya Isa, call unto Isa, to him, speak to him, Ya Isa. But when it comes to call the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it comes like this, in this way. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Ya Ayyuhan Nabi. It did not tell him, there's no ayah in Al-Quran al-Kareem speaks directly to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with this high level of respect to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's position. Ya ayyuhan nabi, ya ayyuhan rasul, ya ayyuhan nabi, qul li azwajika wa nisa'il mu'minin. This ayah in the chapter of al-Ahzab maybe. And ya ayyuhan rasul, balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik. Did not tell him, ya Muhammad, balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik. Did not tell him, ya Muhammad, qul li azwajika. There is no abadan at all like ayah like this. But when it speaks about our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it brings his name. It's like this. وَمَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِنْ رِجَالِكُمْ. Muhammad was not like a father to anyone of you, or any regular man like the regular or any other ordinary man in the society. Muhammad, when the ayah to speak, when any ayah that speaks about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, brings his title right away. His title right away. مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِنْ رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Right away, Rasul Allah. Muhammad is not any other, not like any other ordinary man in the society, but he is the messenger of Allah. This is the difference between the Rasul and the Nabi. It comes in the same ayah. He is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is Khatamun Nabiyyin, and he is the seal of the prophets. There is this ayah also in another corner of Al-Quran al-Kareem. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Muhammad Rasulullah. Did not talk to him directly, but speaks about him. Muhammad, who is Muhammad? Muhammad is not just regular Muhammad. Muhammad Rasulullah. Rasulullah. وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ. The brother here was asking about the Sahaba, or how we can call everybody Sahaba in the time of the Prophet. You cannot call everybody Sahaba. Anyone who was present in the time of the Prophet, anyone who heard the Prophet or seen the Prophet or heard about the Prophet, he cannot be a Sahaba. Those who are with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, defending the face of Islam and defending the face of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who were ready all the time, who are ready also all the time to sacrifice their life and whatever they have for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the sake of Islam, they are the real Sahaba. The real Sahaba, even if they were not present in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I really love this ayah when you go to Surah Al-Jumu'ah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, huwa alladhi ba'atha fal-ummiyyina rasulan minhum yatlu alayhim ayatih wa yuzakkihim wa yu'allimuhum al-kitaba wal-hikmah wa in kanu min qablu lafi dhalalin mubin. Like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his formal job is to take people from the life of darkness and confusion to the world of the nur and light. But here this one, وَآخَرِينَ مِنْهُمْ لَمَّا يَلْحَقُ بِهِمْ وَآخَرِينَ مِنْهُمْ لَمَّا يَلْحَقُ بِهِمْ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Who are those people that they were not present in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they got that high level of position to be among those Sahaba, that they were really great sacrifice. They have really, they had exerted all what they can of efforts to defend the face of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who are those people? I was reading in one of the tafsir that those people are those people who are with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they are with him all the day, all the way. But there are some certain people who are going to be to appear at the last time, like this day, like our time. You have some people right now, subhanallah, the name of Islam right now is so big and so great and so shine, especially al-Islam al-Asil, the original Islam, that Islam that takes its source from a very powerful and rich and valuable source, the source of Ahlul Bayt salamullahi alayhim, the school of al-Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, that continues to grow and grow more and more. And right now you can see all over the world, subhanallah. You want to go back a little bit to Ashura? How many people they were present in Karbala when al-Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam was one? He was only himself, in Karbala this year. Ziyara was receiving 12 million people from all over the world. Subhanallah, Ahlul Bayt salamullah alayhim, Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad are the source of mercy. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. There are too many kind of characters and titles, as we said, and positions that unify all the prophets. But there is something that we need to talk a little bit about those things that only you can find them in the shining life of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at this ayah, mashaAllah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. Where you can see this ayah speaks about any of the prophets and the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you can see it only talking about specifically about our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he taught us how to do the prayer, how to do this salawat. We cannot do salawat al-abtariyya or al-aqta'iyya. We cannot cut his family from this salawat. He taught us, and according to the Sahih al-Bukhari himself, he had this riwayah. He said, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تصلوا علي الصلاة البتراء. He says صلى الله عليه وسلم, do not say صلى الله عليه وسلم. It's like contradiction in the same paragraph, in the same sentence. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تصلوا علي الصلاة البتراء. قيل وما هي الصلاة البتراء؟ قال أن تقول اللهم صل على محمد وتقف. When you say اللهم صل على محمد and you stop in here, you have to continue to say ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. This according to al-Bukhari. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. And look how strong is this salawat is and how special that had and what type of actually high position gives the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. In Imam al-Sadiq alayhi wa sallam, we have one riwayah and it's so strong this riwayah. Imam al-Sadiq, see how strong the name of our Prophet is. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, he said, I never mentioned the name of my grandfather Muhammad without wudu. Without wudu. If you want to mention the name of your Prophet, you have to have wudu. It's like required. Well, we are not so infallible. We are not so accurate. We are not spotless. But this is the work of Ahlul Bayt, Ahlul Bayt al-Usma. They know what to do. And we are not so required or so obligated to do that. But it's a great work. It's a great mustahab. And always without mentioning the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, you are so recommended, it's a desirable deed to do all the time wudu, to be on wudu all the time. Well, this is the way of Ahlul Bayt salamullah alayhim. It's great to follow them, but we cannot reach to their level. But does that mean that if we cannot reach to their level that we have to stop on 10%? You can go on 12%, 15%. You can go on as much as you can, as possible as you can. Because believing that this al-usma, the infallibility was not given to Ahlul Bayt like by force. You have to be ma'soom. In this case, it would be dhulm, in here. Why the other people were not given this usma by force? Was given to Ahlul Bayt only. This is qualification that some people, some certain people can get, not everyone. I want to go back to Inna Allah wa malaikatuhu. Look at this beautiful salawat. What do you think wa malaikatuhu? Wa malaikatuhu is not one. Malaikatuhu is a plural of one angel. Malaikatuhu are the angels. How many angels we have? We have around this life. I have two. Mawlana, he has two. Mawlana maybe he has four protecting him, mashallah. And my sister has two. You have two. Everyone has two. To malaika, how many millions of malaika around? What do you think all those malaika that we know that everybody has two malaika, raqib and atid, and also you have a lot of malaika that we don't know about. We don't know. We cannot imagine how many malaika Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made, had created in this life, and each malaika, each angel was given like a position, was given like a job to do. So all those malaika, Allah Azza wa Jal, and with His malaika, that they are millions and maybe they are billions, they are doing salawat ala Muhammad wa alam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
And it's really required. Look at this one. Mentioning the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after that, you cannot mention his name in a very ordinary way or a regular way. Muhammad Rasulullah, and then you have to follow up with reciting the salawat. Yusalluna ala nabiyya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. It's required that all the mu'mineen, how many alhamdulillah from that time until this time and even before that, because we know how much and how strongly the presence in the history of Al-Imam Al-Mahdi alayhi salam was strong. Even before his birth, before the birth of Al-Imam Al-Mahdi alayhi salam, he was so famous, he was well known among the people that they were living in the time of the Prophet and in the time of the Imams alayhum salam. There is those people who were living in the time of Imam Al-Sadiq or Al-Baqir salamullah alayhima. They said this one, they were wishing as if they would be given the life again back to go back and fight alongside with Al-Imam Al-Mahdi alayhi salam. This is before to the news about the reappearance or the appearance or the birth of Al-Imam Al-Mahdi alayhi salam was stronger before his birth than now. This is the same way that goes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before his birth, all the anbiya, they were well aware, or the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were well aware about the last messenger of Allah azza wa jal, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was well known by his name. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. how Nuh alayhi salam is gonna see the flood, that the stability of the flood, without saying Allahumma bihaq Muhammadin wa Aliyin wa Fatima wa al-Hasan wa al-Husayn. Illa يعني ما هدأت هذا الطوفان. That طوفان and that flood was reached to its own silence and quietness and stability by the name of Ahlul Bayt salam Allah alayhim. So there is this malaika, the millions and the millions and the billions of malaika all the time, they are doing salawat يعني repeatedly. SubhanAllah, when you come to somebody tell him, why don't you? I went to the internet the other day. I went to one of the rooms and I did salah, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. I was redacted and bounced. I said something like irregular, something no good, not right, like affect the room or the rules of the room. In this case, they know that you are a follower of Ahlul Bayt if you say salawat. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad is repeatedly said by al-Malaika. Subhanallah. There is this angel. We said that all the angels, every angel has his job. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yakhluq يعني abathan wa suda. Allah azza wa jalla creates for reason. So there is this angel, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he was with Jibreel alayhi salam, he saw another angel. An angel is so huge, so tall, and something like this, that he cannot reach like to his end. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Jibreel alayhi salam, who is this one? Who is this angel? What is his job? What does he do? This riwayah says like this. Jibreel alayhi salam told him, well, this angel's job is to count the drops of the water on earth, the drops of the rain and the ocean and the rivers. What do you think? Every single drop has to be counted. Do you calculate your money every day? You calculate your things every day? These things are to be organized. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-hayyu al-qayyum, always watch his organization. And every single drop is counted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this angel is responsible to count every single drop of water on earth. And Jibreel alayhi salam turned to our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and told him, but this angel, he has one thing that he does, that he is unable to count. He counts every single drop of water and he cannot count what? Jibreel alayhi salam, he told Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this angel cannot count the magnificent reward of anyone who says salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. ما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. This is very very special. No one can get it but our أهل البيت سلام الله عليهم. Who would be able? There is this jathliq that was in the time of the first Khalifa, was challenging the Muslims. He could challenge the Khalifa anytime, with all respect to all the Khulafa, but they actually need some solid knowledge and some solid foundation to answer too many questions. So this jathliq was given these Muslims some quiz, you could call it a quiz, and he told them that your Prophet did not participate in anything that with any kind of miracle that the other anbiya actually were having, like this sea that was split for Musa, and this asa, the staff was given to Musa that made that miracle, and that fire that was really cool and peace on Ibrahim alayhi salam, and that rug that used to take Sulaiman from place to place, and Isa alayhi salam that was able to revive people from death, and who was healing the unhealed type of sickness. So what did your Prophet do and offer, and what kind of miracles he had really participated with? And they could not find anything. They don't know what to do. They almost failed. But there were some people, somehow they ran toward Ali alayhi salam, because he is the peak of eloquence and he is the source of knowledge. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
And this one does not need too much knowledge and too much philosophy, because so clear. You don't want to talk about philosophy. That guy, he said, what do you think about the meaning of this ayah? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa fakihatan wa abba. We know the fruit, fakiha, but we don't know abba. The man, he said, we never heard about that this ayah was revealed. He didn't know. He doesn't know the meaning, and he does not know that this ayah was revealed. Well, Imam Ali alayhi salam was there. He said, if he would continue the other, the sentence of the Quranic sentence, he will find the meaning. وَفَاكِهَةً وَأَبَّ طَعَامًا لَكُمْ وَلِأَنْعَامِكُمْ. فَاكِهَةً is a food for you, and أَبَّ is a grass, food for the animals, food for your cattle. Yani someone who does not know the grass as the food for the cattle. You want him to know about the deep, deep philosophy of Islam. This is so really amazing and so incredible. So he cannot answer that one. In the same, yani this is not so deep. If you want to know it, if he want to remember things, he could remember and deliver what he remember. So Imam Ali alayhi salam was there, and he said that Al-Asa that was able to bring the miracle, the staff in the hand of Isa, of Musa alayhi salam, that brought this miracle, there is that stone that spoke in the hand of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and testified with his risala and saying, Ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashadu annaka Muhammad Rasulullah. And there is this Abu Lahab also, when he had challenged Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, telling him, if you are a formal prophet and you are a messenger of God, I want you right now to call that tree to believe in your risala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at that tree and said to that tree, if you do believe that I am the messenger of God, come walk toward me. And that tree actually took itself from the root and walked toward the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bowing down, saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu annaka Muhammad Rasulullah, and went back to its own position. And there is this one also before the formality of the message of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he was going in his trade trip, and Khadija alayhi salam was sending the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this business trip to Sham and here and there, and subhanallah, these people that they were accompanied the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam going with him, they used to see that anywhere that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sit under a tree, the branch of the tree would come down to give shadow to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would come down by itself to give the shadow to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the heat of the sun. And if he would walk outside of this location from under that tree, if he would walk out, that cloud would follow him. The cloud would follow him, would not let the heat of the sun to come to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam physical shape. So this is really, and they said Khadija was sending a rasul from herself, telling him, please find out what is going on with this man if you see something amazing. And he told her about this kind of miracle, that the cloud will walk anywhere the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walks, it walks with him. Anywhere he moves, it moves with him. This is something that will let me tell you this one. There is this ayah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maybe this is going to be the conclusion. I don't know how much time. There is this ayah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yawma tara al-mu'mineen. And we know al-mu'mineen, who are they? We have a lot of Muslimin, and we have also a lot of mu'mineen. And we have some mu'mineen, and they amilu salihat. Because you have mu'mineen, they believe, but they have really lack of work. They are not so dedicated. They are not so committed. That's why the promise of the victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would come to those people of iman who do righteous work. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ مِنْكُمْ. They do. They have iman and they have amal salih. Because the Muslim cannot fly with one wing. He has to have two wings. One of them is the iman, and the other one is amal al-salih. You have more than 50 ayah in al-Quran al-Kareem that speaks about these two together. Amanu wa amilu salihat. Amanu wa amilu salihat. Mu'mineen wa ya'malun salihat. They are mu'mineen and they do righteous work. Iman by itself does not cannot be counted, and amal salih also by itself cannot be counted at all. If you would do whatever you want to do and you have no iman, your iman is so yani lost. This amal salih will be haba and manthura. It would be like a cotton somewhere evaporated in the sky. You have to have this iman and amal salih together. They work together. For example, if you have amal salih and you don't believe in the pillar of the wilayat Muhammad wa al Muhammad, this amal salih is going to be invalid. It's going to be a big problem. There is this sha'r. Maybe some of our brothers they know about this poem. He said, "لو أن عبدا أتى بالصالحات غدا وود كل نبي مرسل وولي وصام ما صام صواما بلا ملل وقام ما قام قواما بلا كسل." If this man would believe in every single prophet and messenger, if this man would do every single prayer and obligation and صيام وحج ما حج من فرض ومن سنن وطاف ما طاف حاف غير منتعل, and he would do every year, he goes to Hajj and he goes to Umrah, he will do this, and he is gonna walk يعني without shoes. Okay, gives himself hard time in worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. وحج ما حج من فرض ومن سنن وطاف ما طاف حاف غير منتعل وطار في الجو لا يأوي إلى أحد وغاص في البحر مأمونا من البلل يكسو اليتامى من الديباج كلهم ويطعم الجائعين البر بالعسل. Everything he will do, pay charity, do this and do that. This ما كان ذلك عند الله منتفعا إلا بحب أمير المؤمنين علي. Everything that he does is not going to be work with him without wilayat Ali ibn Abi Talib. Because Ali ibn Abi Talib's wilaya is the key toward heaven. So this ayah goes like this. Those mu'mineen, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, yawma tara al-mu'mineena yawma tara al-mu'mineena nuruhum yas'a bayna aydihim. This is the way it would take me like 1 minute, not more than that, 1 minute or 2 minutes. يوم ترى المؤمنين نورهم يسعى بين أيديهم. At that day, in the day of resurrection, at that fearful day, at that day that everybody is so confused, everybody is so يعني worried about what's going to be happen to him. It's really, really, really bad day for the unbelievers. Very, very bad day. It's going to be a good day for the believers, for the strong believers. It's going to be a good day. And that is so dark, so confused, so dark that someone could not see his own finger. Abadan. But al-mu'mineen, that they can see it very clear. If you are walking in a very dark area, you can't walk without light, you need a flashlight. At that very dark day, al-mu'min, if you, inshallah, everybody would go to that one, to that position. Al-mu'min, at that day, that is very dark, he's gonna walk, and he is going to see a natural fleshlight following him, going with him. Anywhere he walks, it walks with him. Anywhere he moves, it moves with him. So this mu'min would ask that natural light, what is this? Everybody is living in dark, is spending his time in darkness. Who are you that you are following me? Anywhere I move, you move. Anywhere I walk, you walk. That light would tell him, I am that salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad that you used to do and repeat in your life.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Ayyuha al-ikhwa wal-akhawat, aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfiru Allah li wa lakum. Shukran maulana samahat al-sayyid ala hadhi al-da'wa al-kareema. It's really my pleasure and my honor to be in your service, maulana, and the service of the community, the brothers and the sisters of iman. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. صلوا على محمد وآل محمد.